Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Dr. Jim Bachman here, natural health care practitioner. I have been in chiropractic helping folks since 1976. Wow. Made a lot of friends and helped a lot of conditions, and today we're going to center on a condition that is very, very, very debilitating and very painful: migraine headaches. And first of all, let me describe what the definition of a migraine headache is. It's a recurring type of headache that causes moderate to severe pain that's throbbing or pulsing. If you can imagine the worst pain you have ever had in your entire life, including gals tell me about childbirth and broken bones and things of that nature, and magnify that by a factor of 10 or 100 or 1,000, that's the kind of pain we're talking about. The pain is often on one side of your head, and you may also have other symptoms such as nausea, weakness. You may also have sensitivity to light, sound, smells, taste. So you can see there are lots of symptoms associated with migraine headaches, because a true migraine headache can be two or three times a week, can be more frequently, can be less frequently, and usually starts around 10 years of age and up to 40 years of age, and seems to be associated with lots of different causes. So I am a chiropractor. I also work in natural health care and nutrition, and have been able to help lots and lots of folks since 1976 improve their migraine headaches, lessen the severity of the headache, and or reduce the number or actually stop migraine headaches. So that's what we're going to talk about today for the next 15 minutes. Chiropractic has been doing that since 1895. Well, you may say, well, how does chiropractic do that? Well, you know, that's a very good question, friends. If you have a nerve in the neck, and most migraine headaches are associated with a problem with the nerve in the neck or in the lower back. If it's in the lower back, it's usually associated with hormone balance changes. If it's in the neck, it can be associated with hormone balance changes, as well as different types of agents in the environment. A prodromal symptom, if you have migraine headaches, you probably have been aware of that. It can be a triggering mechanism, can be as simple as a loud sound, can be as simple as a flash of light. It can be a smell that triggers it. For example, a lot of perfumes and aftershaves can trigger a migraine headache in certain folks. A smell such as a smell from oil, and a taste or a certain food can trigger it. A preservative can trigger it. So there are lots of causes or triggers. But what you have to look at, you have to look a little bit deeper or look upstream, for example. If you don't have a migraine headache and you smell something and you develop a migraine headache, then we have to look at why. So we have to identify, first of all, what's the trigger. And as I mentioned before, it may be a sight, may it be a smell, may be a sound. And the unfortunate part for a lot of folks is they may have delayed food sensitivities or delayed sensitivities to certain components of the environment that 72 hours after they've been exposed, a migraine headache develops, and that makes it more difficult. So fortunately, there's hope for you. There's help for you. We now have blood tests that can evaluate what is called IgG, immunoglobulin, and that is a chemical in your blood that is released up to 72 hours after having an exposure. Now, that's not the same thing as a food sensitivity test that you probably, if you've had migraine headaches or headaches, your doctor's probably done for you or sent you to the allergist where you have the shots up and down your back or up and down your spine. That's called an IgM. That is a immediate response. So, for example, if you get stung by a bee, you start to get a swelling and you get pain. Or if you touch something that you have a sensitivity to, let's say you stick your finger in an oil blend that you didn't realize what it was, that can trigger. Or peanuts, for example, peanut allergies, particularly in young folks. That seems to be a modern issue because there's peanut components in lots of our foods in the preparations of it. Or a preservative, you're exposed to a certain preservative, and then that triggers this IgG response. It may be an immediate response, and it may be a response that takes up to about 72 hours. Fortunately, we have different kinds of blood testing now. We can do finger stick or a main draw, send it to the lab. The lab identifies what the product is and sends it back to us. Then we go through a process of elimination through the environment, through diet, and to reduce as much of that exposure as we can. The other thing that we also look for, and the reason why we get some pretty doggone phenomenal results, is we look for a pinched nerve. And the pinched nerve, and you don't have to have neck pain, you don't have to have back pain to have a pinched nerve. Now, it sounds, you know, like you should have a pinched nerve, but I can tell you folks, about 50% of the time, people that get phenomenal results going to the chiropractor with migraine headaches don't have neck pain. They may have had an injury to their neck. It could have been a car accident 10 years ago. It could have been a fall 15 or 20 years ago that set the stage, and it just becomes wear and tear and wear and tear. And then as a result of that, things start to go amiss later, and they develop migraine headaches. So as I mentioned earlier, if you have ever had a migraine headache, it makes it pretty difficult to explain to another person that has it, has never had one. The closest that I can come to explaining it to you, because I've had people that come in with migraine headaches, grown men crying because their head hurts so bad. Gals come in with their head so severely painful that we have to turn the lights out or turn the radio off or whatever it, you know, we have to do to be able to help make them more comfortable so we can attack the cause of the problem. And the cause of the problem, about 80% of the time, is a nerve in their spine coupled with a food allergy or food sensitivity or a chemical sensitivity, and that's why we also have to rely on the lab. So once we get that information out, then we start to set a course to deal with it. Chiropractors have been dealing with pinched nerve problems since 1895. Chiropractors and folks throughout the years have been helping people with this particular problem. However, a lot of times you're not finding out about it until you have exhausted all the possibilities and you're faced with either learning to live with four or five migraines a week or a month or whatever to taking these dangerous, very dangerous medications. So you should explore all other means first. Now, first of all, you know, we have to do an examination. The cause of your headache may be a blood vessel issue, and that's something that has to be ruled out. So we might also have to rely on the team approach, the medical approach, the neurologist or the MRI or the CAT scan. And once that is ruled out, then we have to start attacking the cause of the problem. And most of the time, about 80% of the time, it is the fact that you have a food sensitivity or a chemical sensitivity or an environmental sensitivity coupled with a nerve problem, a pinched nerve in your spine somewhere. Sometimes they're together, sometimes they're not. So that's why it's very important that you consult with a chiropractor who deals with those types of problems. Then we also have to look for the trigger. Maybe it's an odor. Maybe you had your house sprayed for insects and you're sensitive to that chemical. And maybe it is the dryer sheets that you're using or the fabric softener with the odors to it that triggers it. And many times you don't think of this, but a lot of times it can be the triggering mechanism. So that's why we have to rely on evaluations and testing and rule out the cause being something else. So migraine headaches, you know, are traditionally, to be a true migraine, this is not a stress headache. This is a headache on one side of your head. You may even lose partial vision in a true migraine headache. You may not be able to tolerate sounds. You may not be able to tolerate light or certain smells because your sounds in your system and your immune system is all mixed up. And when it's all mixed up, then it over-responds. So a smell may make you nauseated. A sound may do the same thing. A flash of light may just be like a bullet going through your head. So you have to, first of all, find out why you have the headaches. And second of all, then find out what you need to do with it. So if you've never had a migraine and you have your first migraine, it is very, very important that you rule out the possibility that you're having a problem with blood vessels or a space-occupying lesion. That is ultimately important that you rule that out. Then once that has been ruled out, then we have to start the detective work. Find out which nerve it is. Find out which problem is in the environment, and then start to apply that detective result, and then can reduce your headaches to perhaps one a year, two a year, something of that nature. Ideally, we would like to be able to reduce them all. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't. But if you've ever had a migraine headache, folks would say just relieving one of them is like a miracle because that's how severe they are. And they're more common in females. And the reason that my experience has been that they're more common in females is because very often they're hormone-related. And hormone-related ones usually start occurring between 10 or 11 years of age and usually will improve or stop with menses or once they have reached that particular age. And it's like God sent, and they will tell you that. The migraines are horrible. They take you out of the workforce. They take you away from your family. They take you out of life. You have to go into a dark room, no sounds, no smells, no light, and it's just absolutely horrible. So migraine headaches, about 80% of the time, have their cause in some sensitivity that your body, for some reason, has become sensitive to. And it also can be a problem coupled with a problem with a nerve in your neck, in between your shoulders, and in your lower back. And that's what chiropractors are trained to do, is to reduce that pressure on that nerve. That's why they get such good results without the use of opiates, without the use of those dangerous drugs that can have more side effects than you want to deal with. So, folks, I want you to, when you learn about this kind of evaluation and treatment, share this information. Very, very important, because maybe you suffer from migraine. Maybe your spouse suffers, or your cousin, or whomever, your neighbor. So give them this information. Let them know that there's hope available for them. So have a phenomenal day. Hope you take this to heart and share it. Dr. Jim Bachman, have an amazing day.